Moreton Bay, Redcliffe area, 22 degrees as well. Well, it's back to school today, despite the fact that many teachers have said, that's it, I'm out of here. You'd know that Queensland's loss of teachers and teacher aides is happening at a faster rate than recruitment of new teachers. Teacher and teacher aide resignations increased by more than 60%. That's a whopping figure, 60%, between 2020 to 2023. The state government says there are a range of reasons why this is taking place, where they're transitioning from teacher aide to teacher, transitioning from teacher to Queensland department. In other words, they're leaving the classroom and going to the bureaucracy, returning to study, family commitments, transitioning interstate or overseas. Yet, the state government says the retention rate remains steady, around 95%. If you've left teaching, I'd like you to tell me what's going on. 1300 222 612 is the phone number. Today, the Education Minister, Di Farmer, is involved in a public briefing with the Department of Education at State Parliament, ahead of Parliament tomorrow. In fact, you're probably noticing busier roads because your kids are back at school today. So let's talk with Christian Rowan, is the Shadow Minister for Education. Christian Rowan, there's a new education bill that's before Parliament. What will the education bill actually do as far as the opposition is concerned?
Well, thanks, Steve. And look, if I come to the bill, really the LNP has a lot of concerns about the proposed bill based on the testimony that's been provided and the various submissions around that. So there are significant concerns with respect to homeschooling, so impugning the rights of parents to homeschool, certainly changes to the homeschooling framework and the reporting requirements, making it mandatory that the Australian curriculum be enforced. And really what this sort of says around homeschooling is that the government hasn't properly consulted with the sector and appears to not fully understand all the reasons why parents are homeschool. And there can be various reasons why parents make that decision. Sometimes a child or a student may have a particular mental health condition which requires that. They might be the subject of bullying, which hasn't been able to be managed within the education system, or they might be a student who's neurodiverse or has autism or ADHD. So there can be a range of reasons around that. And parents and experts have raised significant concerns with respect to the bill throughout the committee process.
Well, let me jump in there, Christian Rowan. It's my understanding that the state government consulted with the Queensland Teachers Union around this bill. Are you telling me that the Queensland Teachers Union is out of touch?
No, well, Steve, when it comes to the Queensland Teachers Union, the Queensland Teachers Union testimony, they have been very concerned about this bill, and particularly with respect to student disciplinary absences. So,
but the Queensland Teachers Union, the state government consulted the Queensland Teachers Union before they drafted it, it's my understanding. In other words, the Queensland Teachers Union helped write the bill, is my understanding, although I don't have hard evidence of that.
Well, Steve, when you look at what the Queensland Teachers Union has said at the public hearings and their testimony around that, they are very concerned about the process of student disciplinary absences, which is the second element of the bill, which is fundamentally flawed. So there are changes to the right of appeal, certainly impacting the professional autonomy of teachers, the duration of suspensions, and concerns about student disciplinary absences being used as performance measures. And so the Queensland Teachers Union, their testimony to the committee, and their submission says that they're already significantly stressed. There are significant teacher workforce issues within our schools, and that the government is not factoring in the time and the resources required with respect to the requisite plans that frontline teachers and principals will have to implement as a consequence of the changes to the student disciplinary absences. So it's very clear, Steve, that the professional organisations, the Queensland Teachers Union, the Teachers Professional Association of Queensland, frontline principals and teachers are very unhappy with the government with respect to the proposed changes to the student disciplinary absences processes.
Okay, we have very high levels of student avoidance of school. Parents are pulling their students out of school and teachers are leaving school. This clearly indicates to me, at least, that something is fundamentally deeply wrong with the state schooling system in Queensland. Yet I'm not hearing anyone explain, you can see the teacher's point, but parents and children are pulling out of school as well. In other words, everyone's getting out of schooling at a state level in Queensland. Who's not leaving other than the bureaucrats?
Well, that's the point, Steve. There is a crisis in the education system here in Queensland, and it's because of the Labor government's lack of leadership and lack of actually managing the system. So you've got a teacher workforce crisis that's burning right across Queensland. They haven't met their 2020 election commitment with respect to new and additional teachers and teacher aides. You're losing more teachers and teacher aides out of the system, over 12,300 since 2020. Our literacy and numeracy outcomes are nearly at the bottom of the league table when it comes to comparing Queensland against other state jurisdictions. So across years 3, 5, 7 and 9, over the last 2 years, the government hasn't met their metrics that they set for themselves. So there is a crisis that's burning right across Queensland with respect to education. And that's before we talk about the student disciplinary absences process being broken and lagging infrastructure and replacement of capital infrastructure as well.
My guest is Dr. Christian Rowan, State Shadow Minister for Education in Queensland with the opposition. We did ask the Education Minister, Di Farmer, onto the program this morning. She was unavailable. She is giving a public briefing with the Department of Education at State Parliament in one of the committee rooms this morning, prior to State Parliament resuming again tomorrow. Dr. Christian Rowan, I've been told by a number of people that the state is not meeting its signed funding agreements around how much they spend on education with the Commonwealth. Can you confirm that? Is it correct that the state of Queensland is not actually meeting its funding agreements that they've signed with the Commonwealth? In other words, the Commonwealth's handed over the money, but the state is not meeting their side of the equation. Can you confirm that?
Well, Steve, as Shadow Education Minister, I'm not privy to the detailed budget papers and expenditure which comes within the department when those negotiations are put forward. But what is very clear in Queensland when I talk to frontline principals and teachers and others within the sector is that there is a lag with respect to not only new capital infrastructure, but also ageing infrastructure as well and things that need to be replaced. So it's very important here in Queensland that the government has a proactive plan to not only support what currently exists, but plan for the future as well. And that means a comprehensive teacher workforce plan, recruiting the teachers and the teacher aides that we need, investing in infrastructure, building new schools, and ensuring that our frontline principals, teachers, parents and students get the resources that they need.
Christian Rom, just forgive me, have you got earphones in or something on your mobile phone? Your phone line is terrible. I'm having difficulty getting enough volume out of it. Can you just clarify, you're not on speakerphone or you don't have earpods in or anything?
No, Steve, I'm just I'm holding the phone up to my ear.
Okay, that's whatever you did then was much better. One final question. Rochdale State School parents are rallying this morning over concerns of asbestos in their school. Do you have any information on how the matter is being handled, Christian Rowan?
Well, certainly the feedback from our parents, Steve, is that they are very concerned with respect to what has happened there, and not only the management of the incident, but also the temporary rectification works that have been undertaken. So our parents are still concerned that the sealant that has been applied as a temporary rectification measure, that there is still gaps with respect to the sheets there, which would still allow for the aerosoling of asbestos fibres. So the parents are wanting demountables. They're certainly wanting full rectification works to take place, and I understand that's probably going to happen in December. But it's important that there's ongoing communication with them and that there's a satisfactory resolution to the incident that took place in March of this year.
I'll leave it there. Dr. Christian Rowan, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Dr. Christian Rowan is the Shadow Education